The Shapiro administration is touting a new law as a step forward in supporting first responders' mental health. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky has the details.
Act 121 allows firefighters, police, and EMS workers to receive workers' compensation for post-traumatic stress injuries. Advocates say it recognizes something long overlooked, that first responders' mental health is as important as their physical health. Here's Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis speaking during a news conference this week.
We truly cannot say thank you enough for all they do, which is why we must do more than offer words. We must show our appreciation with action.
State leaders are also proposing expanded coverage for responders injured while deployed during major disasters. Language for that is included in Governor Shapiro's latest budget proposal. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.
As ICE continues immigration crackdowns, pediatric clinicians in New Jersey say they're seeing more young children exhibiting signs of stress and anxiety. Rutgers University psychology professor Maurice Elias says reading aloud to young children enhances cognitive development, and sitting on a parent's lap or next to them helps the child relax.
That physical contact is also very reassuring for young children and helps to alleviate other anxieties they have without them even being aware.
The organization Reach Out and Read is working with health clinics across the region, encouraging parents to read aloud to their babies and young children every day. The Philadelphia Housing Authority has made another major purchase of newly built housing. The PHA is going to pay $50 million for 200 apartment units at 5th and Cecil B. Moore.